get around to it, but not doing your laundry really isn't an option, unless you're into that kind of thing. If you didn't know already, I'm Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. Let me do your laundry for you. Not literally, but let's make sure you have clean clothes to live in for the rest of your life, or the ones you love. Call me, Clark Ramsey, at Farm Bureau Insurance, or look me up on those interwebs at clarkramsey.com. That's clarkramsey.com.
Everybody get up.
Harbor Beach 9, PW Pirates nothing, as PW is faced with a 4th and 15 from the Harbor Beach 39-yard line. Mike Meiser is on the sidelines. What do you have for us?
Harbor Beach has Palomo on their heels right now. Defensively, Palomo's offensive line is not firing off. They are way bigger than Harbor Beach. They should not be getting killed like this.
As they go on it, for 4th down, down to Simmon. On the 10-yard line, good coverage by Eli Kraft, who's about a foot shorter than Simmon. Falls incomplete, and it is a turnover of downs. Back to you, Mize, on that one.
Again, excellent coverage by Harbor Beach. Palomo's got to do a better job of just firing off. They're so much oversized in Harbor Beach. They're having a hard time handling the speed of the wide receivers, and I think that's throwing their defensive backs off quite a bit. But as far as linemen, I mean, they just got to fire out and go. You got to give Harbor Beach a lot of credit. They came prepared for this game.
Mike Meiser on our sidelines today for WLIW Sports. Harbor Beach with the ball at their own 38-yard line. Eli Kraft on the keeper on first and 10. Gets out to the 40-yard line. It's a gain of 2 on the play. Now second and 8.
Stanley Fink first there on the defensive line for Palomo Westphalia.
11:40 left in the second quarter. 9-0, Harbor Beach leads.
Yeah, going back to that fourth down play, a no-brainer there for Nuremberg, throwing it to one of his favorite targets, and Simmon there, 6'5", 210, one-on-one with the very undersized Eli Kraft. But we know how well Eli Kraft is in coverage, and it don't matter the size. He gets up there and tips the ball away.
As Eli Kraft in the shotguns back to pass, connects with Josh Elke at the 46-yard line, still on his feet. And forced out of bounds right at midfield by number 8, Chase Platty, a 6-foot senior linebacker for PW. First and 10 on the 10-yard reception right at midfield.
Yeah, and great control of his body there to catch the ball just near the out-of-bounds line and then shift once to force a defender by to get a couple extra yards. You got to love them couple extra yards, the yards after the catch.
Two wide each way, Kraft in the shotgun, Austin Seltz to his right. And they're going to delay the handoff and keep it with Eli Kraft and go into a scrum all the way down to the 45-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 5. He basically had it into the hands of Austin Seltz, but delayed the handoff and then kept it for himself, keeping Seltz as basically a lead blocker. Now second and 5.
Yeah, and that's exactly what he did. He just kind of used Seltz as a fullback in that situation and followed him for 5 yards. And those are the things that they are going to have to do. Just the big gains are just not going to be there. Eventually, it will come out, though.
Colin Cook to the left. Essmaker and Shelke to the right as Eli Kraft's going to keep it on him for himself on second and 5. Has the first down down to the 35 and finally brought down at the 33-yard line. A 12-yard gain for Eli Kraft. Moves the chains for the orange and black with 10:28 left in the first half. 9-0 HB leads.
Yeah, number 34, Aaron Rademacher caught him just as caught Kraft from behind just before he was about to juke his way up the field.
First and 10 from PW's 33-yard line. DJ Ridner comes out. Chogging off seems to be fine. As Harbor Beach runs in their plays via running back, fullback, or tight end. Two wide to the left as Shelke and Cook. And we have a lot of movement on the left side of the field. It's going to be a false start on Harbor Beach. Number 57, Preston Livingston, is going to be charged with the false start number for a 5-yard penalty, the first of the day for Harbor Beach. Now first and 15 from PW's 38-yard line.
You're seeing a common exchange of players here. Mitch Hearn comes in when they want to bring more receivers out there. Chris Keyes comes into the game in running situations or pass blocking situation. Chris Keyes is very good as a smaller running back blocking the blitz.
Kraft on the screen pass to Shelkey, completed the 40 down to the 30 and upended at the 29-yard line by number 28, Seth Russell.
That might be a 26, Clark. I think that's, I can't tell.
That looks like 28.
I think you're right, 28. Seth Russell.
Complete from the 38 down to the 29, a 9-yard reception. Now a second and 6 for the Harbor Beach Pirates at the PW Pirates 29-yard line. 9:18 left in the first half. It's been all HB in scoring so far, 9-0. A little bit of a high snap. Eli Kraft keeps it for himself to the right across to the 25. Going to be short of the first down by 2 yards. Going to be set up being up to third down. A lot of white jerseys all over him. On the bottom of that pile, though, was number 54. There is no 54. 51, Owen Schaefer.
Yeah, I had Owen Schaefer also, Clark, there at the bottom of that pile. The defensive lineman on that. And actually kind of a hybrid linebacker. He kind of comes up to the line and drops back at certain times, but he's been in on a couple tackles already.
First down markers at the 23-yard line. Harbor Beach is at the 25. Two wide each way. Eli Kraft in the shotgun with DJ Ridner to his left. Back to pass, down to the end zone to Josh Shelkey, overthrown out of bounds. Not even a chance to catch that one. And it falls incomplete. And now a 4th and 2 for the Pirates.
Yeah, I'm not totally sold on that play call there, the deep pass, but he had his favorite target one-on-one, and Shelkey made him look foolish. If the throw would have been in bounds, it could have been a big-time play for Harbor Beach, but on a 3rd and 2 situation, I'd rather see them try and get the first down and keep this drive alive and not make it happen all on one down here on 4th.
Now they're going for it, bringing everyone inside with the T formation. Seltz, Ridner, and Espinger in the backfield. Kraft's going to keep it for himself. Has the first down, down the 20 to the 15 to the 10. Breaks through that tackle down to the 5. Leaps to the end zone. But they say he is out of bounds at the 3-yard line. He needed 2 yards. He got 23.
Yeah,
first and goal for the Pirates.
Yeah, and a perfect play call there. As again, Harbor Beach seems to be playing this game as they please, setting up the Pomo defense to fail every time. They go to the wing tee, keep it Kraft all the way to the outside, using those other running backs as lead blockers, and eventually number 8, Chase Platty, pushes him out of bounds. I think Kraft stepped out of bounds as he was diving to the pylon.
First and goal from the 3-yard line for Harbor Beach. As looks like we have a little bit of beat up player for Pomo Westphalia as he's coming over to the sidelines. It appears to be a single number jersey.
I think the guy who made the tackle, I think it was Platty, Clark.
Harbor Beach, first and goal, T formation. It's a handoff to number 22, Mitch Hearn. He's into the end zone from the right
standing
side.
Up.
Touchdown, Harbor Beach. Mitch Hearn from 3 yards out, in for the score. It's now the Pirates of Harbor Beach, 15. The Pirates of PW, nothing.
And you got to love Troy Shelkey. Trusts his players. All of them, every single one of them. He takes Travis Esmaker checks out of the game. For what reason, I'm not sure. Mitch Hearn comes into the game. Pomo Westphalia, not sure. Mitch Hearn doesn't have a lot of the stats like Travis Esmaker does. They put it in his hands. The defense is completely fooled, and Hearn finds the hole for the end zone. Nice play call there by Harbor Beach offense.
Harbor Beach going for 2, trying to make this a 3-possession game. Kraft's rolling to his right. He's in trouble, breaks free of that tackle. Wide open in the end zone is Austin Seltz in the back of the end zone.
Wow.
For the 2-point conversion pass is complete. It's now Harbor Beach 17, Pomo Westphalia nothing on the WLEW Sports Network.
It's a big deal in sports when you achieve a personal best. It's the culmination of a lot of hard work. But the personal best that means the most is achieving your personal best in sportsmanship. It's a lifetime lesson. Follow the golden rule. So remember, nothing beats good sportsmanship. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Harbor Beach leads 17-0 after a Mitch Hearn run in from 3 yards out. gives Harbor Beach after a two-point conversion is good. But Mike Meisner has the true story on the basis of that touchdown play.
Yeah, Travis Essemaker was lined up at running back, and Troy Shelke grabbed Mitch Hearn and threw him out there and was yelling at Travis to come out. So he wanted Mitch Hearn to have the ball on that play the whole way and ended up